Hi, this is Scarlett from thescarletmistress.com, and today I'm reading you part 4 of 5 called Stephen's Dream Session with Scarlett. Now remember, this is from Stephen's point of view. Miss then proceeds to come and teases me by allowing me to lick her fingers. Miss must be in a good mood because she brings her cum-dripping hands to my mouth and I am intoxicated with trying to lick up every drop. I'm then untied and my cock and balls are released from the tight rope that have had them confined this whole time. I'm instructed to keep the butt plug in my ass, to get dressed, and Miss would then see me to the door. Miss sweetly says, "Goodbye, slut. I will see you soon." I turn and head for the car, amazed at the experience, uncomfortable with the plug in my ass, and aroused beyond imagination, and can't wait to pull away. I don't think I can even wait to get out of the neighborhood before I'll have to pull over on the side of the road and jerk off, like the slut that I am. Just as I am about to pull away, Miss waves and motions for me to come back. Faster than lightning, I turn off the car and rush to the door. She leads me back into the house and straight to her bed, where Miss says, "Slut, I feel like coming again. I want you to worship my body. Would you like to lick me until I come in your mouth?" I beg and plead, and finally, for the first time, I get to taste Miss's pussy, and I am in bliss. Miss has her legs spread wide on the bed with my face buried deep in her sweet pussy. I want to please Miss so badly, and all I can think is, how do I properly please her? Do I lick slowly? Do I try circling my tongue? Do I use long strokes? Do I concentrate on her clit? Do I lick her asshole? Do I tongue fuck her pussy? What will please her? All these thoughts are circling in my head when I'm commanded to stand up. Miss sternly says, "Slut, you're not pleasing me. Stand up and strip naked again." I stand and strip, with my cock now aching at full attention and pussy juice covering my face. Miss can easily tell how much I loved licking her pussy. Again, I'm blindfolded, arms bound behind my back, and my cock and balls are again restrained and stretched tightly by rope. And the plug is still buried in my ass. A spreader bar is attached to my ankles, forcing my legs apart, and the rope pulling on my cock is placed in my mouth, and I'm ordered not to let go. I'm naked and needy for Mistress. I'm shaking, nervous, when all of a sudden I am hit with the first blow, and the pain shoots through my body. Quickly I realize it's a flogger, and she's aiming directly for my swollen, achy, full, and very exposed balls. Miss laughs while I wince and mumble out a "thank you, miss." She continues to assault my body with the flogger, switching between my legs, chest, balls, and the underside of my cock that is stretched and pulled by the rope attached to my mouth. My swollen cock starts to leak pre-cum as I balance between the pain and the pleasure. My mind is racing and yet numb. I want to reach out and hug sweet Scarlett. I want to give Scarlett a passionate kiss. I start thinking of all these innocent embraces, and they are drowned out with laughter and giggles as Miss delivers each blow. Miss sweetly whispers in my ear, "Slut, do you realize these are now balls to do with as I please? Slut, do you realize this is my cock to abuse or ignore as I please?" All I could manage was a, "Yes, miss, thank you." Oh, now, readers, listeners, the final part, part 5, will be coming soon, so make sure you're subscribed for updates, so you'll get a little email letting you know when it's been posted. Thanks so much for listening. I do hope you've enjoyed it.